you know, people's minds were constantly going, how can we do this? Nobody was doing this kind of stuff, including nobody was doing video verite of political campaigns. C-SPAN was the first network to really start doing that. Remember, we were on the air before CNN.
Yeah.
So, and CNN at the beginning certainly wasn't doing video verite. They were very much news, you know. Yep. We would go out in a political campaign and do just stream of consciousness, what the person was doing, walking around, talking to people, and put on a 30 minutes of that because we had the time. And I loved that. That was so much fun. I remember going to a sale barn in Iowa during one of, I think it would have been the second presidential campaign that C-SPAN ever did. And, you know, said, I got this, because I know sale barns. I brought the cans, you know, going around and interviewing the farmers and talking to them about how they felt about the different politicians and what they brought, you know, to the agriculture issues of that time. And the snow was falling and the campaign candidates were out there. It was so much fun.
During your time at C-SPAN, how did what you did change?
Well, in the mid-80s, Brian Lamb came to me and he said, I'd like to do something about the courts. We're not doing anything about the courts, and I don't think people understand it. Go figure it out. Those were his words to me. Go figure it out. And I kind of go, okay, first of all, I know nothing about the courts. Second of all, I don't care. It was not something that interested me. It was not politics. It was not that kind of stuff that gets you going. But by God, when the boss tells you to go figure it out, you go figure it out. Well, I fell in love with the courts, of course. I went up to the Supreme Court, introduced myself, started going up, started attending oral arguments, got my press credentials, that kind of thing, and figured out a way to integrate how the court works into the C-SPAN programming. We weren't yet up to talk.
Is that what you loved more than just the courts by themselves?
Yes.
Okay.
It was, again, the information, which is what C-SPAN was doing at that time that nobody else was doing. It was the behind the scenes. Okay, when you see this on your newscast, this is what it means. This is what it took to get to that point in your newscast. It wasn't the outcome of the court cases, which we would have round tables and talk about those. But more importantly was go behind the scenes and talk about how a case gets to the court, show people where it falls, where that piece of paper falls into whose hopper, mm-hmm. how it gets to so-and-so, why it got, you know, how it was decided who would be writing the pro and the con arguments on those things. And who were these people behind these robes? Yeah. So it was so much fun. And, you know, we were nobodies. C-SPAN was not on anybody's radar, A. And B, nobody at the court system wanted publicity. They didn't want anybody to know. They wanted people to understand them, but they didn't really want to go much further than that. But I always argued the American people deserve to know, understand how you do your work. And that got us in the door a lot of times. During that period of time, again, Brian Lamb comes to me and says, there's this court over here that sets down the street from the Capitol. It's called the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit. I don't understand how it works, but if you look at the members, you'll find that many of them end up at the Supreme Court. Why does that happen? Go figure that out. So we went over there, and I introduced myself to a couple members of the judges. They loved the idea of explaining their court because nobody ever paid any attention to them. And we ended up doing a series about that court and why it was important and what it does. And in the course of that came up, you know, I was asking every judge who sat on that court if they would do an interview with us. A majority of the people who we asked said yes. And in looking back on that, that was 1986, those interviews included Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Antonin Scalia, Robert Bork, and the list goes on from there. And, you know, all of these people who would become household names in not long after that.
Did you have any sense that you were developing a name and a reputation as you that was opening some of these doors?
No.
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 Is that the Kansas upbringing again?
Nope.
Nope.
It was because at C-SPAN we were producers and facilitators. Our names did not appear at the on the screen at the end of the program. Our names were never to be said aloud when you hosted the programs. It would appear on the graphic underneath it twice in the period of the time. I mean, that's how controlled it was. Brian Lamb, the founder of C-SPAN, never in all of his years at C-SPAN has ever uttered his name on the air. That is a fact. He will tell you, the network will tell you that. And it was freeing. I can't tell you how freeing that
was.
You're
proud of it, too.
I am proud of it. And I was uncomfortable with that kind of out there. Yeah. And so being behind the scenes, even when you were on the air, was exactly where I wanted
to be.
What
you wanted to be.
Mm-hmm.